Nobody's seen her, Matt. Not since the night you were shot. She stood there and watched me take the bullet out of you, and then she just turned and walked out and never said a word.
I see.
I wonder. I wonder if you do see.
Yeah, I see, all right. But I got a feeling you're going to explain it to me anyway.
Yeah, you bet I am. Do you have any idea how many times she stood and watched me dig somebody's bullet out of you?
It's the kind of thing it's pretty hard to forget, Doc.
11. 11 times in 15 years. She's watched me cut you open and sew you up. Never said a word. But each time she's died a little bit. But of course, you wouldn't think about that, would you? I'm sorry, man. I guess the older I get, the stupider I get. Somehow I thought that maybe...
Maybe what, Doc?
Well, I... Matt, you've been the marshal in this town for 15 years. Best marshal this country ever saw. Now, you could take that badge off right now. Walk right out of here. Leave the whole thing, and nobody would think any of the less of you for it. There's a limit. There's a limit to what any man can be expected to do.
I see. So that's the reason you stay up here 24 hours a day doctoring people, is it? Telling them you're 51 years old when you and I both know that...
My age has got nothing to do with it. Nobody's shooting at me.
Keep sticking your nose in other people's business, they're liable to.
Not gonna try to stop her?
I got no right to, Doc.
You know what I think. I think you're a dang fool.
Well, then that puts you in a pretty tough position. Because as far as I know, there's no cure for foolishness.